It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Joe Mixey for the Average Joe's Sports Show, now with a chance to sit down with the president of Special Olympics Virginia, Rick Jeffrey. Now, you guys are having a pretty big operation here at the Vine Center for Convocation, bringing your whole operation here and having them play basketball and do powerlifting. How did you guys find your way here to Vine Center to Convocation?
Well, it's really great. You know, Liberty has been a great welcoming environment for Special Olympics for a long time, Joe, and the Liberty folks called and asked us if we were interested in being the centerpiece of the convocation here this morning. And we know it's a big, big thing that you guys do here with the convocations a couple times a week, and everybody's going to be here this morning. We're really pleased that we're able to show off our basketball players, our power lifters, our swimmers, some of it by videotape and some of it live, and do a little messaging for your students also. So it's really, really great that we're able to be here this morning with all you guys from Liberty.
Now, why don't you explain what we're about to see here today? You guys have the Vine Center set up like a basketball court. You have powerlifting that's going to take place. You have the Olympic cauldron in the middle of it. What's all going to go down in a few minutes?
We're going to light the Olympic flame of hope. We're going to do some exhibition sport events to give you a feel for what Special Olympics is like. The basketball will be 3-on-3. The power lifting will be, I believe, deadlift and bench press. And then we're doing swimming and track and field. I think by videotape, that was taped earlier this week. And that's a 100-meter dash and then a swimming event. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. In between and around that, we have some messaging. And you also have the normal things that you have at your convocation. So it'll be an opportunity for us to give you a little flavor of Special Olympics, show you a little bit about what it's like, and show you a little bit about that if we include everybody and value everybody and bring everybody together as opposed to rejecting people and denying them opportunity, then the world will be a better place. And you guys are doing that as well as anybody this morning, and we appreciate it.
Now, you guys have 32 area programs in 8 regions across Virginia. I looked on your website. I counted 38 different activities that you guys offer, including snowshoeing, powerlifting, which we're going to see today, triathlon. How do you get all those in? How do you specifically format them to fit Special Olympics?
Well, we have winter sports and we have summer sports. We actually have 2 athletes that will be going to Austria this wow. February for the World Games. They are speed skaters. In fact, we are bringing our speed skating championship here to the LaHaye Center in March of 2017. So in just a few months, we'll be having a winter event here, the speed skating championship. But we also have summer sports like track and field and swimming and bowling and tennis and golf. We have fall sports like volleyball and soccer. We're getting ready in 3 weeks to go down to Virginia Beach for our fall championships, be 1,000 athletes down there. We also are in 43 school districts in over 300 schools in the state of Virginia, both in the elementary level with the Little Feet model all the way up to Champions Together, which is unified track and field at the high school level in conjunction with the Virginia High School League. We have 32 local programs. We have over 25,000 athletes. And it is 365 days a year, Joe. We don't stop. We just keep going. And the carnival, the traveling carnival show, has now come here to Liberty University this morning.
Wow. Well, you seem to be very passionate about the Special Olympics as well. How has it impacted your life personally? What kind of passion do you have for Special Olympics that you bring to, you know, heading the Special Olympics Virginia?
Well, I got into Special Olympics, Joe, really for one reason. That was because it was sports. I played basketball. I played college basketball. I refereed college basketball. I refereed right here on Liberty University at one point. I've been out of that for a little while now. But, you know, really the sport aspect and what you can do to use sport to engage communities and bring people together, it was the best single usage of sport that I've ever seen, and that's what really interests me. So now we are doing sports within the schools and the educational system. We are doing health and fitness and wellness activities within the health communities. Down at our summer games in June, we have a health center that's valued at about $500,000, where we have a full dental center, a full optometry center, a full audiology center, a full fitness and physical therapy center, and we do full evaluations and treatments on our athletes. We saved a guy's life at summer games this year who had severe periodontal infection, and the dentist worked on him for 5 hours. If he'd have gone back on the track and his temperature had spiked, he could have had cardiac arrest. That is not normally what happens in the health center. We're normally treating people that need health care, but we actually felt like we had a life-changing moment this year. So we're doing health, we're doing fitness, we're doing sports, we're doing them in the educational sphere as well as in the community. And, you know, we do stuff on virtually every high school and college campus in the state of Virginia, and it's great to be here today with the Liberty Flames.
Now, what is one thing that you wish people knew more about your program with the Special Olympics?
I wish people knew more about the fact that it's not really about tolerating somebody who's different. It's not really as much about it. It is about that, and it is about accepting somebody about who's different than you. But it's really about including somebody who's different than you. The real thing that is a problem in the world today is the fact that the things that make us different divide us, and they don't bring us together. And a disability is one of those things that normally divides, and we're using the disability to bring us together. So if we could also use gender and race and religion and socioeconomic and all the things in the country that divide us and cause these big chasms between society, and we could bring people together and respectfully include them, we would be more unified in the way we live. That's what we're trying to do here at Special Olympics, really, is create a model for the way the world should be, one where we don't judge people, but we include everybody.
Absolutely, and it seems like you guys are doing a fantastic job of that. Now, how can people get involved if they'd like to with the Special Olympics?
You can go to SpecialOlympicsVA.org. It's a website there. It tells you all about the state programs, the local programs. It'll give you points of contact to get involved in your community. And so you really have to go to that website and use it. If you want to call 1-800-932-GOLD. We'll be more than happy to talk to you and involve you.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much for meeting with me today, Rick.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe Mixey now here with Haley Betts, just kind of a reflection on what just happened here. Now, Haley, this has been crazy, unimaginable. You guys pulled out all the stops for Special Olympics to be here. We had a basketball game, you had powerlifting, 12,000 people packed in here. What does it say for you to kind of orchestrate all of this and then see it come into action? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, this has been incredible. I had the cheesy smile on my face the whole time. Just the way that our students came out and supported them and just really went all out. We had people painted in body paint and just screaming, and it was just so incredible. These athletes aren't used to having their peers cheering for them. It's usually their mom and their grandparents at the games, and so to have athletes and the students that are their own age yelling for them is just incredible. So it's been really fantastic.
Now, growing up in Indiana, you said you had a passion for Special Olympics, and then you bring it here to Liberty. How does this all happen? And then did you ever think it was going to get this big to bring it here to the Vine Center and have everybody involved in convocation?
Yeah, we had absolutely no idea. We just thought it was going to be something small, and then we brought the idea before the convocation people, and they blew it up and made it insane. And so these athletes really got treated, and they deserve it.
What does it mean to you to be able to bring your faith here and combining it with Special Olympics to break down barriers here?
Yeah, I think the president said correctly that, like, God doesn't make mistakes in the way he's created these athletes. It's always a question, you know, when these athletes get to heaven, will they still be disabled? And, you know, God made them that way. And I think that we have so much to learn from these athletes in the way that they love and the way that they have joy, despite the fact that they have a disability. And so I'm just so excited for those relationships to be made between our student bodies and those athletes and be able to learn from each other.
All right, well, on behalf of everybody at Liberty, we thank you very much for bringing this here to the Vine Center, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.